we'd like you to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Robin Lyon.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Bebe Daniels Lyon.
Here they are in It's Not Goodbye.
Yes, don't touch anything.
And don't step on that soft earth.
Why?
My Aunt Aranima is going in there.
Well, couldn't you bury her someplace else?
Ignore him, Pop. Come on, let's finish the rock garden.
In a minute, son. I have to dig up the rock plants first. Oh, doggone it. Now, where are they?
Ben, what are you looking for?
My beautiful Flora.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say something nice about her for a change.
There are the rock plants next to Robin.
Oh, thank goodness. Bebe, wait until you see these rock plants start growing. Here you are, son.
Well, thanks. I think I'd better put the baby dogwood in first. It makes a beautiful carpet.
Yeah, clever little thing, isn't it?
Yes, for a small dog. What are you going to put in the center?
Well, I thought I'd like to see my saxifraga covering the top.
And you've got just a saxifraga that can do it.
Now, never mind the jokes. Just plant. Robin, do you know where Barbara is this morning?
Well, on the phone. Where else?
Boy, when phone calls go up to fourpence, she's going to break that guy.
Mother, Russell wants to know where we're going on our holidays.
Don't tell me you're actually off the phone. What happened?
I was disconnected.
Well, whoever put you together again did a terrible job.
That wasn't the least bit funny.
Where's Russell going on his holidays?
He said he didn't care where he went. As long as I was there. Isn't that the most adorable thing you ever heard? I mean, he's so unselfish. Honestly, I think I'm the happiest girl in this great, wide, beautiful world.
Pop, will you please come up on this great, wide, beautiful one and help me?
Of course, Richard. I don't care where I go as long as you are there.
Oh, Pop. That's the most adorable thing I ever heard.
I'm the happiest man in this big, wide, rockery world.
Oh, Mother, make them stop.
Ben, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, but honey, if she keeps talking like that, Liberace won't stand a chance.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, will it be all right if I leave for my holidays this week?
Yes, Aggie. I suppose you're going to Glasgow again.
Where else? And where will you be going?
Oh, I don't know yet. We always like to take a family vote.
Where would you like to go, Daddy?
Oh, I really don't care. I just want to go to a place where no one knows I'm an actor.
Oh, then let's take a trip around the world.
What was that, young lady?
No matter where we go, they'll know you.
Oh, Mommy, would you like to take a trip around the world?
No, dear, I'd rather go someplace else.
Good, because I can't afford it. Richard, what do you vote for?
Well, personally, I'd like to go to Monte Carlo.
But the last time we were there, we had quite a few showers.
Well, this time it'll even be rainier.
Oh, Spain is beautiful this time of year.
Well, how do we suddenly get over there?
Because Russell has set his heart on going to Spain.
Oh, well, then we'll go.
That sounds okay to me.
Well, me too.
All right, we'll make it Spain.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, I think I'll get cleaned up and go to the office. Colonel Price wants to see me.
Oh, Barbara, how much time is Russell getting off?
3 weeks.
Ben, tell Colonel Price you want 3 weeks, too.
Oh, honey, I couldn't do that to him.
You mean he can't get along without you?
Of course he can. But I don't want him to find out. Well, I'll be home early. Oh, Bebe, I'm home.
I'm in the kitchen, dear.
Oh, well, come on out. Your husband's got a big surprise for you.
Well, tell him I'll be out in a minute.
Did you buy her a present?
No. The surprise includes the whole family.
What surprise?
Oh, come over here, you gorgeous little creature.
Ben.
Do you realize I haven't been kissed since before breakfast?
Darling, put me down.
Oh, Daddy, stop teasing that young, innocent female.
Where is she?
Put her down, Pa.
I think I will. She's gained a little weight.
Thanks. Now, what were you going to tell us, Samson?
Well, we're all going to Spain for 4 months.
God!
Oh, 4 months? Oh, darling, how did you manage to get such a long holiday?
Well, it's not exactly a holiday. Colonel Price is sending me to Barcelona to make some advertising films for a Spanish hair oil company.
Oh, that's terrific.
Hey, what's all the excitement? Oh, Daddy's getting a long holiday in Barcelona.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, Russell will be so pleased.
I hope it isn't cold down there.
Robin, it's the hottest place. And Russell said that's just where Daddy should go.
What?
I mean to Barcelona. That's where he wants to go.
Where did you get that Barcelona stuff?
Because in Spanish, the C-E is always pronounced as th.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so. I mean, that's so.
And when in Spain, we should do as the Spaniards. Right, Ben?
Yes. But it sounds so silly.
If you ask me, I think you should all brush up on your Spanish.
Want me to get my geography book, Daddy, so you can show us where we're going?
No, that won't do any good. When I go to town tomorrow, I'll buy a new atlas.
A new one?
Yes, my old map is getting frayed around the edges.
Oh, we don't care. You're still handsome to us.
What did you say, young man?
Daddy, you asked for that.
Well, I guess I did. Well, kids, I really think you're going to have a wonderful time in Barcelona.
Oh, they certainly are. My mother took me there when I was just 17, and I lost my head.
Now she tells me. You better all go upstairs and start packing everything you aren't taking.
Honestly, you're getting more like Mother every day.
Barbara, I meant exactly what I said. We can't leave any personal things around. I'm letting the house.
What?
Well, look, Phoebe, I can't afford to run a place here and in Spain.
But I hate to think of just anyone living in my little house.
Oh, it won't be just anyone. I put an advert in the Marble Arch Clarion, and before I even let anyone see the place, I'll check their references. Now, what do you say you kids get started? And while you're at it, you can throw out a lot of useless junk you've been hoarding.
All right. But I just don't know where to begin. What are you going to throw away, Daddy?
Oh, nothing. I haven't got any useless possessions. Present company accepted.
It's not fair. If we have to do it, why doesn't he?
Now, Robin, don't argue with your father. Come on. Let's start throwing out all the old things we really don't need.
What about Daddy?
No, dear. We'll need him on the trip.
Well, I'm glad I'm of some use. Say, I better telephone the Marble Arch Clarion and see if they've had any answers to my advert. Phoebe, for heaven's sakes, this bedroom looks like a cyclone struck it. I thought you and Barbara would have everything packed away by now.
I'm sorry, dear, but I never realized how many clothes I had.
Well, neither did I. I came across some of your things I haven't even worn.
What do you say we start packing? Well, please don't take a lot of unnecessary clothes.
I don't intend to. I'm only taking things I really need.
Good girl. Now, pick out the dresses you want to take.
No, I'd rather pick out the ones I want to leave.
All right, then. Give me all the dresses you want to leave.
Here it is.
Well, I'll take that one.
Oh. Girls, be sensible. We are going away for only 4 months, not for 10 years.
4 months? If I have to be away from Russell for all that time, I'll die. I'll just die.
Then I won't have to buy your return ticket.
Oh! You know he didn't mean that, sweetheart. And we'd all be miserable if you didn't come with us.
All right, then. I'll go.
Good.
As long as I can fly back to London once a week.
What?
I knew she'd be unselfish.
Now, is that the junk in the corner you're throwing away?
No, that's the junk we're keeping.
Why? For instance, what would you ever do with those two faded bits of pink wool?
Those were Barbara's first booties.
Oh, yes, so they were. I've forgotten. Mm-hmm. I can remember so well the day she was born.
So can I.
Oh, but you didn't have to go through what I did.
I know, dear. We almost lost you.
Mother, I guess I can throw this old teddy bear away.
Well, don't you dare.
Sorry, Daddy. I forgot it was yours.
Well, it was my first toy.
Here you are, Mr. Lion. A washed and ironed your bathing costume, as you asked me.
Oh, thanks, Aggie. I appreciate that.
Oh, and I darned the hole in the sleeve.
Daddy, don't tell me you're taking that old-fashioned bathing suit again.
Oh, it won't look too bad if he rolls the trousers up above his knees.
Oh, you're all such comics around here. I'm going in and see how the boys are doing.
All right.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, how are you two coming along?
Well, just fine.
You should see all the junk we threw away.
Good.
I only kept valuable things like that big stack of broken gramophone records, the road signs on my wall, and a few boxes of magazines. You know, stuff like that.
And I only kept my white mice cage, my collection of seashells, my box of conkers, and my cardboard binoculars, with the one good lens.
Well, if that's what you kept, what did you throw away?
My school books.
Well, you can put those school books back where you found them and throw everything else away.
I can't throw my things away.
Richard, I've told you a dozen times we have to clear these rooms out before the tenants move in.
But we weren't leaving anything here. We're taking it all with us to Spain.
Do you realize what all that stuff weighs?
Quite a lot.
And we're going by plane. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, air hostesses.
Then let us take just half of it.
Do you think I'm a lame, brain, nincompoop? Have you stopped to consider that the airline charges a pound for a pound?
Well, that sounds fair enough.
I'm talking about what I have to pay. Now, you two get cleaned up. The Jacksons will be here pretty soon. Did you ask Aggie to make a nice tea for the Jacksons?
Oh, yes, she's doing it right now.
What happens if they don't like the house?
Well, why shouldn't they like it?
Well, gosh, maybe they don't like high ceilings or something.
Or they might think it's too small.
Look, Barbara, if this house is big enough for us, it's big enough for them. Who do they think they are coming all the way from South Africa to criticize our house? Come in!
Good afternoon. My name is Jackson.
Oh, so you don't like our house?
I beg your pardon.
Well, my wife had a silly idea that you might not like the place.
Then let me straighten you out, Mrs. Lyon.
So now you don't like the way I walk?
Mother, please. Come right in, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, thank you. This is my wife.
Oh, good evening, good evening.
What lovely children you have, Mrs. Lyon. Are you their mother?
Well, yes. I'm also one of their parents.
I think we'd better introduce ourselves. I'm Barbara. This is Richard.
Hi.
That's Robin.
Hello.
And least but not last, my father.
Well, now that you've completely confused them, won't you please sit down and make yourselves comfortable?
How do you like our house, sir?
I think this living room shows character.
Oh, but you've hardly looked at it.
Oh, my dear chap, a mere glance is sufficient for me. I have a keen brain, and my perception is very acute.
And the rest of you is very cute, too.
Robin, that's enough.
What adorable little rugs. Where did you get them?
Oh, my grandmother gave them to us. They're hooks.
I didn't ask how she got them. But where?
Eloise, that is the name of the rugs.
Oh.
Ma, do you want me to go and help Aggie bring in the tea?
Yes, dear. And Robin, you can bring in the shrimp sandwiches.
Do what?
Bring in the sandwiches, shrimp.
Oh. All right.
Barbara, you better keep an eye on him.
I think you're right.
Oh, Mr. Jackson, would you like to see the den while you're waiting?
I would, yes. A den is a very useful room.
Well, it certainly is for me. I do a great deal of my work in there.
Oh, indeed. What business are you in?
Radio and television.
Oh, really? Is your shop around here?
I happen to be a radio and television artist, Mr. Jackson, and so is my wife.
How interesting. I hope I meet her soon.
It's me.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Lyon?
By the way, Lyon, you must forgive my wife. She's never quite got over the effect of being married to a genius.
Or was she married before?
I'm referring to myself.
Oh, come now, Mr. Jackson. I'm sure you're a very clever man, but I don't think you could possibly be a genius.
And why not?
Oh, because it would be too much of a coincidence for two of us to be under the same roof.
Well, shall we go in the den, Mr. Jackson?
Yes, please.
Much for showing us over your house.
Well, thank you. You must be in a great hurry to get back to Cape Town.
Mrs. Lyon, we aren't leaving for Cape Town for several months.
No, besides, we want to take your house.
Well, I'm afraid I wouldn't want our house to travel that far.
Phoebe, Mrs. Jackson means they want to rent it.
And we'll take very good care of it.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Exactly how long do you expect to stay in London?
Until I close a certain business deal. After that, we'll be leaving.
Yes. I'm afraid my husband and I won't be here for long.
Really? And you both look so healthy.
Pay no attention.
I have the same trouble myself. Oh, by the way, old chap, I'll give you a check for the first month's rent. If you lend me a pen, Oh, bother, I left my checkbook at the hotel.
Well, there's no hurry. Why don't you think it over for a few days, huh?
Oh, it isn't necessary for me to think it over. My judgment is always correct. That's one of the reasons I'm such a great man today. Well, I'll call back tonight with my check.
I thought your wife was English.
You know, Mrs. Lyon, the more I talk to you, the more intelligent my wife seems. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Well, I suppose they'll be good tenants, but there's one thing that worries me.
What's that?
Well, do you think a dizzy woman like that can run this house?
I wouldn't know, honey. After 25 years with you, I'm a man who's immune.
That's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
Your father says he's a man in the moon.
I said immune. Mune. Mune.
Well, what do you know? Milking time.
Richard, you look a mess. How in the world did you get like that?
Oh, sorry, Pop. I've been out in the garden finishing our rockery. You forgot to show it to Mr. Jackson.
I knew there was something I forgot.
Oh, Daddy, is it all right if I bore holes in this old cardboard hat box?
What for?
So Mrs. Jones can have plenty of fresh air.
You mean you're going to put that poor chicken in there?
Well, I'd better take her to Spain in something.
Well, I have news for you. You aren't taking her to Spain in anything.
Why not? You're taking the rest of the family.
Now, look, young man, I've had quite enough out of you for one day.
Well, how would you feel if someone told you you couldn't take your children?
I'm not that lucky. Come on, Richard, let's water the garden down so it'll look nice and fresh when Mr. Jackson gets back.
Okay, but it sure would be nice to sit down for a change.
Oh, Mummy, if I can't take my chicken to Spain, I don't want to go.
Oh, darling, don't make such a fuss.
Well, I don't want to go to Spain either. I can't stand the idea of leaving Russell.
I can just see the poor thing sitting there, all alone, with those sad little eyes and those fuzzy little legs.
Mrs. Lyon, I saw that Mrs. Jackson when she was here, and I don't like the idea of a stranger using my stove. I've a good mind to stay at home.
That makes three of us.
That makes four of us. I don't want people living in my little house either.
Oh, your husband will be terribly upset. After all, he's gone to a lot of trouble.
Well, maybe we could just give him a subtle hint.
I like tearing up the airplane tickets.
No, I think I'll telephone Mr. Wimple. If anyone can talk Daddy out of it, he can.
You're right. And I'll telephone Florrie and ask her to do the same thing.
I telephoned Mr. Wimple, and he said he'd be over as soon as he finishes work. How about Aunt Florrie?
Oh, she's coming over, too. I only hope we have time before Mr. Jackson gets back.
Now, Robin, remember, whatever you do, you mustn't let Daddy know we're in on this.
Well, then we better act like we're happy we're going.
Congratulations, boy. You're beginning to use your head.
Uh-oh, here he comes. Everybody smile.
Well, well, honey, we've got the garden looking beautiful.
Yes, it looks super.
Oh, I'm so glad. The Jacksons will want to take the house now more than ever.
And the minute they do, we'll be on our way to Spain. Mm. I just can't wait to get on that plane.
Well, that's a quick change. An hour ago, you hated the idea.
Oh, yes, but then she stopped to think how wonderful it would be to get away from this old tumble-down shack. You know, I feel the same way.
What do you mean, tumble-down shack?
Well, you have to admit the rooms are awfully small.
Nonsense. This room is 20 feet long, and it has the largest front in the neighborhood.
Yoo-hoo! We're big!
Well, almost the largest.
Ding dong!
darling. I must apologize for barging in like this.
Oh, don't worry, Flory. You're one barge we're always glad to see. Drop anchor.
How sweet of you.
And, Flory, do you know where we're going on our holidays?
No, but I hope it's anywhere but Spain.
Why? What's wrong with Spain?
Everything. It's simply dreadful.
Oh, Aunt Flory, why do you keep winking at me?
Robin, go upstairs there and wash your ears.
But I just did. If I keep on washing my ears, they'll shrink.
Then wash Richard, too.
I know when I'm not wanted.
What did he mean about Aunt Flory winking at
me? Richard, go out and water the garden.
I just watered it.
Then go out and dry it off.
Phoebe, that's perfectly ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't matter. I will not allow my children to disobey me.
But all I said was...
Oh, Richard, dear, you heard Mother. She wants Robin to put the sprinkler on his ears, and she wants you to wash the lawn.
I think I've gone nuts.
Then I better show you where the lawn is, dear. Come on.
If you see a guy with a net over his head, it's me.
Now, what's this all about Spain being so dreadful?
Well, I was there this time last year, and I've never known such heat. I was sweltering. Even when I camped out under a bivouac.
Flory, putting you on a bivouac is like covering a whale with a parasol.
Well, you should be the last to talk, you old barrel tummy.
Now, darling, he didn't mean it. Go on, tell us another reason you shouldn't go.
Well, Norfolk is so much closer and so much healthier.
What do you mean, healthier?
The air is so exhilarating. The last time I was there, I lost all restraint and went completely mad. I was the wildest woman in the Norfolk Broads.
You mean the broadest woman in the Norfolk Wild?
Oh, Flory, please forgive him.
Well, only if he takes my advice. Now, believe me, Ben, 2 weeks on those glorious lakes is better than 4 months in Spain. Oh, I intend to go back there one day and recapture my youth.
If he sees you first, you'll never recapture him.
Ben, how could you?
It's no good, Bebe. I can see his mind's made up. He's already got that going-away look.
I have?
Yes. The bags under your eyes are packed.
Barbara. Hello, Mrs. Elf.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Where's his nib?
Upstairs.
Oh, I hope you'll be able to convince him. He's really set on the idea.
Yeah. And Richard's crazy about going.
Well, hello, Wimple.
Hi, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, Richard.
I didn't know you were here.
Well, old pal, I just came over to wish you a happy holiday.
Oh, that's darn nice of you.
Spain's a smashing place. Unless, of course, you're going to Barcelona.
But that's where we're going.
I'm sorry I spoke.
No, go on, tell us.
All right, I will. You see, it's the bulls.
Bulls?
Yes, that's right. Every day they let the wild bulls loose in the streets.
You mean when there are people in the streets?
Well, naturally. The animals have to practice on somebody.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Is that so? Well, I'll have you know, I spent one night in the hotel room, and the next morning there was a rooster sitting on my bed crowing, and a wild bull standing at my door, daring me to come out. What do you think of that?
It's the biggest cock and bull story I've ever heard.
You mean you don't believe it?
Do you think I'm crazy?
No, but it would help.
Tell him about your uncle.
Oh, yes. You'll have to believe this. He was killed down there.
By a bull?
No, he was stabbed to death. Someone heard he had money in his mattress.
Holy catfish. Maybe we shouldn't go.
Oh, get that, son.
Okay.
Oh, then, there's another thing.
Wimple, you're wasting your breath. You see, I was in Barcelona only last month.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me.
Oh, Pop, Mr. Jackson is here to sign the lease.
Well, where is he?
Well, I took him out in the garden so he could have a good look while it was still light.
Smart idea. Excuse me for a moment, Wimple. I must go out and see him.
Looks like we've had it.
Baby, here's Mr. Jackson.
Well, good evening.
Oh, good evening.
We showed him around the whole garden, Ma, and he signed the lease.
Oh, he didn't. I mean, he did?
Yes, I think the guard must have had a lot to do with it. You must admit, Mr. Jackson, it's very well laid out, if I do say so myself.
Well, if you don't, who will?
And just what do you mean by that remark?
Don't worry.
I'll have it all changed around in no time.
Now, just a minute.
And another thing, you can take all those silver cups off the mantelpiece. I want to put my own up there.
But my husband has had those cups for years. He won them all in dancing contests.
Oh, yes. Just listen to the inscription on this one. To 16-year-old Benjamin Lyon, for his graceful performance in the new dance, the Minuet.
Barbara, you know good and well it says old dance, and I want it at a fancy ball.
Nevertheless, they'll have to go, like many other things in this house that offend my artistic sense.
Look, Mr. Jackson, if you're not satisfied, you can hand back that lease.
Oh, no, in time I can make the place livable. I think I'll take a closer look at those paintings. Will you excuse me?
Gladly.
I may have to replace them with something better of my own.
Gosh, she brags worse than Pop.
I certainly don't want that silly duffer living in my house.
But he signed the lease. Now, don't worry. Just follow my example, everybody. Oh, Mr. Jackson, if you take my advice, you'll leave those paintings on the wall.
I didn't ask for your advice, Mrs. Lyon. I'm taking them down because I don't like the subjects.
Well, neither do we. But they're just the right size to cover up the wall damp.
What, you mean you have wall damp?
Not personally, just the walls.
Only one wall, B.B. Hmm? All the others are absolutely free from dampness.
Well, thank goodness. Are you sure?
Positive. They've got dry rot.
Mr. Hills, Aggie said Colonel Price wants you on the telephone.
Oh, thanks, Wimpy. We've just been telling Mr. Jackson all the things that are wrong with the house, like the dry rot and the wall damp.
I said, eh?
Yes, now carry on with the good work, Wimpy. I'll be right back.
Mrs. Lyon, I should have been told about all this before. I was under the impression this house was in first-class condition.
Yes, yeah, Mrs. Ellis.
Yeah?
I've been on the top of the house, nailing the roof back on.
This is outrageous.
No, this is Mr. Wimple.
By the way, you'll need a new boiler.
Is there anything right with this house?
Well, now, let me think. I suppose we can't count the plumbing.
Well, why not? The cistern only overflows once in a while.
How much does it overflow?
Well,
out with it, boy!
Well, let's just say, I hope you're insured against drowning.
Sorry to be so long, Mr. Jackson, but I was talking to my boss on the phone.
Don't speak to me, you two-faced scoundrel.
How dare you call me a scoundrel, you big-headed windbag? Now, get out of here.
It'll be a pleasure, you doddering old half-wit.
Don't you dare talk like that to my doddering old half-wit.
Oh, here's your lease and good riddance to it.
Silly old potential tenant.
The nerve of him. Don't you care, Daddy?
I don't care, but I'm afraid I have a little bad news for you, family.
Oh, what is it, Mr. Lyon?
Well, Colonel Price says it'll be cheaper to make the films here, so we're not going to Spain.
Oh, my, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's awful. Oh, Daddy, I've never been so unhappy in all my life.
Me too. Just think we'll have to spend our holidays right here in London.
Now, stop the acting. You're all as happy as I am.
Oh, you bet we are.
Well, what happens if Mr. Jackson comes back?
I'd like to see that overstuffed twip set foot in this house just once more.
Oh, so you're saying nasty things about me again?
Not you, Florrie. Come here, my dear little neighbor.
Why, Ben, what's wrong with you?
Well, today has taught me something, Florrie. Sometimes we don't appreciate our friends or our neighbors until we're about to leave them. Come here.
Why, Ben, you kissed me.
That was the last program in the current series of Life of the Lions, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with our children Barbara and Richard. Also this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Richard Bellairs, Gwen Lewis, and Hugh Morton. The script was by Bob Locke, Roddy Hambury, and B.B. Daniels. The incidental music was arranged by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.